Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, is going to be getting down to business this morning now with access to potentially $700 billion to bail out the troubled U.S. financial markets. The question is, where does he start? And for that, we're going to turn to The Economist's U.S. economics editor, Greg Ip. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So Secretary Paulson sits down at his desk this morning. He's looking at these numbers of the markets overseas falling. Where does he start?
Well, he's got $700 billion available potentially to him. First of all, $350 billion, and the second $350 billion available as long as Congress doesn't say no. And he's going to say, well, this market has a serious lack of confidence, and we have to start restoring that confidence by taking some of these dented and impaired mortgage assets off the hands of the banks, and therefore giving the banks good cash in return. And hopefully at that point, investors will say our banking system is sound, and lenders will resume lending, and the banks will no longer have any trouble getting funds of their own, and they will therefore resume lending to businesses and consumers.
And that's the macro view. Let's
Yes.
look at the actual mechanics.
Sure.
So how does he now set up a process for figuring out whether he's going to be buying mortgage-backed assets or credit default swaps and how the Treasury is going to value those things?
Well, let's take a look at the Act itself. It gives the Treasury Secretary extremely broad authority and flexibility to buy essentially anything he needs to settle down the crisis. The focus has been on buying mortgage-related assets such as actual loans and mortgage-backed securities. And the expectation is that he will set up something like what we call a reverse auction, whereby there's one bidder, that is to say the federal government, and multiple sellers, which is all the people who own this paper. And the government will do something to the effect of, well, let's start out by buying $1 billion worth of this type of subprime mortgages. Let's have people offer paper to us. And some people will say, well, I have $100 million that I'll sell to you at 50 cents on the dollar. Somebody will say, well, I have that same amount for 60 cents on the dollar. And somebody else will say, well, I have that much for 70 cents on the dollar. And the government will therefore set up the auction and will start buying the paper, starting at the lowest price, and eventually keep buying it at higher prices until it's satisfied as much as it wants. And the theory is that by doing it this way, you will inject the amount of cash that you've promised to, but you will do it at the lowest possible price for the taxpayer. But that may not happen soon enough or in large enough scale to really help. So the Treasury Secretary may do other things, such as actually negotiating one-on-one with institutions for their mortgage paper and so forth. And if he finds that there are banks or other types of institutions that are on the verge of failing because of a lack of confidence, he can actually inject capital in the form of, for example, new common shares or preferred shares into that bank.
So he has a couple of choices as to how he goes about trying to shore up the market. But let's talk about some of the big questions swirling around the people who are going to be executing this policy and issues of conflict of interest. Who does he get with the expertise to actually move this process forward without tainting the entire process with accusations of conflict of interest?
Well, for starters, the process will be handled out of the Treasury Department. They will set up a Office of Financial Stability, which is created by the Act, headed by an assistant Treasury Secretary to oversee the process. So ultimately, it will be civil servants answerable to Congress who are going to be doing this. And their actions will in turn be overseen by a Financial Stability Oversight Board, which will be comprised of the Treasury Secretary and several other officials.
And how quickly do you think that Oversight Board can be put together?
Oh, in a matter of days. Mm-hmm. And it itself will be overseen by a Congressional Oversight Panel. And in an office of an inspector general, which will report separately to Congress. The actual management of the money, once they have it, will be a tricky thing because it's a lot of money, and you want to be able to sort of like know, well, we've got these mortgages. Should we hold on to them? Should we sell them? And a lot of that will be outsourced to companies that are considered to have expertise here. This will be a tricky process because most of the companies that are out there that have expertise in this area have been active in the business, and they might have conflicts of interest. For example, you would say that the government's main interest is to buy this stuff as cheaply as possible, but for anybody who actually already owns this paper or who consults to companies that own it, they might have an intrinsic interest in seeing the price go as high as possible.
Okay, Greg. Well, there's certainly lots of questions. One that we didn't get to is, and we will certainly be looking at in the days to come, is what they choose to buy, whether it is the mortgage-backed assets or it is the credit default swaps, as John just noted, valued somewhere in the area of $62 trillion. So, Greg, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Greg Ip is the U.S. economics editor of The Economist.
Lots of questions there. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.